The Shiur Tanya for today, the 29th of Sivan, is on Perek Tes of Shara Yuchad Vemuna, Chapter 9, Shara Yuchad Vemuna. It's on Daf Pei Vav, Omid Aleph. The page number is 326. The next to the last line from the bottom. The Alter Rebbe is saying that God is removed from Chochmah infinitely more than Chochmah is removed from action, from Asiyah. Why then do we even use Chochmah and Asiyah to describe God's distance from Chochmah? We're comparing it. We're saying that God is as removed from Chochmah as Chochmah is from Asiyah, only more so. So why do we compare it at all? It's Rak Mitnei She'ein B'Nevroyim Kayach LaHasig, because created beings can comprehend only Zak Haishtalshalus Mimadregas Chochmo, the chain of existence beginning with Chochmo Shehire Shisam, which is the origin of all existence, of all created being, Lemadregas Asiya, which is the lowest, Hashvela, which is the lowest of the created conditions. So since that is the extent of our comprehension, that's why we say that to God nechsheves madreges hachochma ki madreges asiyah mamish, that to God chochma is equal to asiyah, as insignificant. Tahaynu leimar, which means to say, not that there's any comparison between God and chochma, as there is between Chochma and Asiyah, but rather what we mean to say is Shehuram v'nisa v'nayla, that he is high and exalted and removed, ilu yizav ma'ed ma'ed, with a great and excessive distance, mimadregas ha-Chochma, from the level of Chochma. So we're saying that just as Chochma is removed from action, in the same way God is removed from Chochma, we're saying that Chochma is as far removed from action as we know. It is the greatest distance familiar to us. And in the same way, God is removed from Chochma with the greatest distance. V'loishayich klali yachis etzlei shum inyin hamisyachis l'chochma. And therefore, we can't apply to God anything or any element of Chochma. What does that mean? That afilu bederach mailo v'iluizav, even in the negative, to say that God is much higher than intelligence is also wrong. Kegein leimar olov, for example, to say of God she'i'ef shalishum nivra yena v'tachtenim lahasik chachmosi emuhuse. A person were to say that God is so great that nobody can know him. Nobody can understand him. That's not saying anything at all. Because the whole notion of comprehension, of understanding, misyaches v'neifel, applies only al dvar chochma v'seichu. Comprehension can be used to describe only wisdom and intelligence. Leima, so that we can say she'ef shel ha'asigei, e'ef shel ha'asigei, mipnei emek ha'musak. Concerning an intelligence, a subject, a piece of information, we can say it is understandable or it is not understandable because it's too high and too deep, too complicated. So concerning wisdom, we can measure it and say it is understandable or it is not understandable. So even when we say that something is beyond comprehension, we're still talking about that which is in the realm of intelligence. Otherwise, even to say that it's not comprehensible is inappropriate. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but God, Shehu L'mayla Min HaSeichel V'HaChochma, who is above the whole realm of intelligence, God is not intelligence, he is infinitely higher than it, L'Shayich Klal L'Mar Bei, it doesn't apply at all. And it is inappropriate to say of him she'ef shel ha'asigei mipnei emek ha'musak. It is incorrect to say that God can't be understood because he is too deep. Ki einei bebechinas hasoga klal, because he is not in the realm of comprehension at all. V'ha'emer olav she'ef shel asigei. And when one says that God is hard to understand or can't be understood, huka'emer al eze chachma, it's as if we say about some chachma, some wisdom, zomo v'amuka, which is very high and deep, to say of that chachma she'ef shel mashisha biyadayim, that you can't grasp it, you can't hold it in your hands, it's impalpable, mipnei emek hamusak, because it is so deep. If one were to say that, anyone who would hear such a statement would laugh at him. Because the sense of touch doesn't apply at all other than it is appropriate and relevant only concerning a physical object that is palpable. So you can say if something is too hot or too big or too far, you say you can't touch it. But it is touchable. But to say of a wisdom, to say of a concept that it can't be touched because it's deep, that's senseless. Makes no sense at all. Kocha mamish nechsheves legabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in exactly the same way, relative to God, madregas haseichel v'hasogo, the level of comprehension, of intelligence, is to God equal to asiyo gashmis mamish, is as insignificant and inappropriate as physical act. V'afilu hasogas sichlim shebele misoyenim, and even the intelligence of the divine intelligence, for example, the intelligence of the angels. So it's not a question of the amount of intelligence or degree of intelligence, even the highest intelligence. V'afilu madregas chachma ilo hamachayes kulam, and even the level of chachma itself, the level of chachma in atzilus, which is the beginning of all life for all of existence, as it says, d'chsiv kulam b'chachma asisa, that all comes from chachma, even that chachma, the chachma of the world of atzilus, is totally insignificant and beyond, outside of the realm of what God is. Umash HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikra chacham b'kosuv, and the fact that God is described as a chacham in the Torah, the gam chazal kinu le'madregis u'maylus ha'chachma, we also find in the statements of the sages where they attribute to God attributes of wisdom and chachma, haynu, why is that? Mishum shehu mokir ha'chachma. Not because he is in the realm of chachma, but because he is the source of chachma. Shememenu yizborech nimshach v'netzal muhus madregas chachma ilo shebelem ha'atzilus. Because it is from God that the notion, the existence of intelligence, of chachma, the category of chachma, of atzilus, is derived. Chen rachum v'chosid. Also, when God is described as the compassionate one or the chassid, he is described in that way, not because he is in those levels, but al shem shehu mokir harachamim v'achsodim, because he is the origin and the source of these things. Chen shar hamideis shekulon nimshechu v'netzlu mimeni yizbarech, and the same is true with all the attributes that we attribute to God. It is because they come from him, but not that he is them. And the way and the manner, the nature in which this happens, that from God who is infinitely removed from these attributes evolve or devolve, how it is and what it is, how is it that from infinite God there are finite attributes, and how is it that even when the finite attribute exists, it is one with God, this is yadua lemaskilim. This is known only to those who are versed in the teachings of Kabbalah. In the Hayyim Yom for the 29th of Sivan, the Rebbe writes that a person's Aveda, according to Hasidus, Torah teaches us how to serve God, and that is to get into the habit of seeing Hashgacha Pratis, which means to recognize how God, in his kindness, renews the world and all that is in it at every moment with individual attention to the individual creature. And this, only this, is the true existence of the created being. It is its life and its sustainer.